Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. Police have a suspect in custody for Wednesday night's stabbing death of a Barnard College freshman in Morningside Park, and two more are being sought.
The person in custody is 13 years old, and sources say he implicated himself in the stabbing of Barnard freshman Tessa Majors Wednesday night, but that he's not believed to have acted alone. Sources tell us this was a robbery attempt involving this boy and two others, and the police are still looking for them. There were two other teenagers questioned yesterday, but they were released. Now, sources tell us police have recovered the murder weapon, the knife used to stab the 18-year-old, and that this young suspect was arrested in the neighborhood because he fit the description of the killer. Now, because of his age, police are being careful about what details they are releasing, but this young boy is, according to sources, facing murder, robbery, and weapon charges. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds, outside the 26th Precinct Station House in Harlem.
As the investigation continues into the Jersey City rampage in which six people were killed, including the two shooters, the FBI says it's looking for an 18-year-old white Ford van. It has New Jersey plates, B40JSD. Anyone with information is asked to call police. New Jersey Attorney General Gurbier Graywall confirms the attack was domestic terrorism driven by anti-Semitism and anti-law enforcement beliefs. Governor Murphy is hosting an interfaith roundtable with Senator Bob Menendez at Temple Beth El in Jersey City at this hour. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation will announce today that it will pay the mortgage on the home of fallen Jersey City Police Detective Joseph Seals. He left behind a wife and five children. A candlelight vigil honoring all the victims will be held outside Jersey City Hall starting at 4:30. SantaCon, with its day-long pub crawl attracting thousands of partiers dressed up as Santa, comes to New York City tomorrow. The SantaCon website offered this warning.
Santa respects the city. Santa doesn't piss on the streets, start fights, block streets, climb into cars, or deface property. Santa leaves no trace. Clean up after your reindeer.
SantaCon's starting point is Father Duffy Square in Times Square at 10 a.m. Like previous years, Metro North, the Long Island Railroad, and New Jersey Transit will have alcohol bans in effect for almost all of the day. Senator Bob Menendez announces new federal funding for commuter bus service in New Jersey. He says the money will expand capacity and reduce wait times on 27 overcrowded New Jersey Transit routes in Essex, Hudson, and Bergen counties. Rail service is another matter. The Journal News reports that NJ Transit could lose nearly $3.4 million next year if Metro North follows through on its threat to withhold payments to NJT until service improves on a commuter line that carries riders to Secaucus and Hoboken. Metro North President Catherine Rinaldi told New Jersey Transit President Kevin Corbett last month she intends to withhold 15% of its monthly payments until New Jersey Transit restores two express trains on the Pascack Valley line. It serves riders from northern New Jersey and Rockland County. Competitive runners might want to follow the lead of Kenyan marathoner Eliud Kipchoge. He was wearing special thick-soled Nike running shoes when he broke the two-hour marathon barrier in October. Did the shoes really make a difference? The New York Times says yes. It conducted an analysis that suggests that the advantage over other running shoes is not only real, it's larger than previously thought. The Times says the Nike Vaporflies increased speed by 4 to 5% over the average running shoe and 2 to 3% over the next fastest shoe. Whether it's an unfair advantage is up to the racing world to figure out. These Nikes cost about $250 a pair. Many other brands have introduced similar products, or they plan to. Pepsi has fired the latest salvo at Coke in the Cola Wars. It will launch Pepsi Cafe, a new coffee-infused cola with nearly twice as much caffeine as regular soda. Pepsi says it will be available for a limited time beginning in April. Coca-Cola with coffee or Coca-Cola plus coffee is currently available in several international markets. No word yet from Coke on when it might sell in the United States. A coalition of tenants and housing advocates will rally today in Lower Manhattan to announce legal action against the New York City Housing Authority. They'll be joined by Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney. The legal filing accuses NYCHA of failing to repair common areas at the Holmes Towers and Isaac Houses and make residences safe and sanitary. The annual Geminid meteor shower peaks tonight and tomorrow, but we're not likely to see it because of the rain that's coming our way. Even if the sky was clear, there's also a full moon to complicate matters. Experts say that without the clouds or the moon, you'd be able to see about one meteor each minute. Better luck next year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.